David, never nice to lose, but you must be very proud of the effort your boys gave out there today.
Yeah, disappointing. You know, we put a lot into the game. And, you know, to lose, disappointing. But, you know, I can't ask for any more of the players. And, you know, some people might, hopefully they don't go home disappointed, too disappointed that we're out. It's one of them where they probably had the majority of the chances. But there was two or three times in the second half where, you know, sometimes games change in little moments, and we had a couple of half chances in the second half to take the lead. But we're disappointed to go out, but you know, not too disappointed, with, especially with the effort and the performance the lads put into the game.
To hold a team to 0-0 90 minutes, who are top of the championship, it's no mean feat, isn't it?
No, it's not. As I say, we can all be a little bit disappointed to go out, but you know, I can't ask for any more. It says the players before the game to, you know, put themselves out there and go and enjoy it, and we'll see what comes of it. And say some of the performance today, and you know, last 10 or 15 minutes of extra time, you know, we were running on empty. So we need to recover now, get back, firstly catch the boat, get back, and you know, recover for a massive game now on Wednesday.
Two ends of the spectrum. You've got 39-year-old Roy Carroll, outstanding.
Yeah.
We've got 16-year-old Ryan Strain.
Yeah.
We're building a great team here, aren't we? But, you know.
Yeah, you know, Roy was immense. Roy's been immense since he first come to the club. His attitude and his effort. I think his performance today, you know, against a better, you know, probably a better standard of player that we normally play against. I thought some of the saves he made today was outstanding, and I expect that from him. That's why I wanted him to come here. Backed up by some of his performance, obviously, against Cork early in the season. I think it's probably two of the best performances I've seen from a goalkeeper in a long time. And so you talk about Ryan Strain, 16, comes on. I've seen him enough in the Swiss now. He's a young kid, and he'd only get better for the experience there. Burnsie was struggling a little bit with sort of cramp, and we didn't want to risk him. So you know, obviously with Paul Smith being away, that gave us a chance to put him on, and say he will get better, he'll improve, and hopefully he enjoyed it.
It's a great innovative competition, this, isn't it? Bringing the Welsh and Northern Ireland teams in, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for that, don't they?
No, it is, and you've seen the crowd, and you know, the home crowd here today was, you know, they come out, they enjoy it. Sometimes your own league fixtures sometimes become maybe a wee bit repetitive if you see the same players, the same teams, so it's something different. And you know, our crowd, you know, immense as they were, I'll probably go home slightly disappointed, but they backed us 100% today. I said to the players, if you give the effort, the same commitment, you know, we've got the best supporters in the world, so they keep supporting us and backing us, and hopefully we can deliver on our own domestic stage.
There's a good feel-good factor around the club. You know, we've had a real positive trip here today, positive performance. You know, Burnsie got the player of the month.
Yeah.
Paul Smith scored a wonder goal in Ukraine. There's a lot of good things happening in the club, isn't it?
Yeah, we need to build on it. It's all right having the little individual honours. It's not individual honours, and I'm sure if you speak to Paul Smith and Aaron Burns and or whoever, you know, picks up honours, it's not about individual honours. It's about domestic club honours, and that's what we're aiming for. There is a good blend of experience and youth in there. We do have a brilliant support who follow us home and away, so hopefully going forward we can, you know, get together and with the full support of everybody. Keep trying to win football matches.
And talking of honours, we've got a massive game against Ballymena United on Wednesday, and an important competition that we haven't done well in. And Ballymena is right bang in form, so it's a massive game on the horizon.
Yeah,
again,
it's a game that we should look forward to again. Obviously, Big David's the manager, so it's a game we can go down. We'll recover tomorrow night and Tuesday, and get ready for a big game Wednesday. It's a competition we want to win. It's a competition we're still in. And if we go down and perform and show the same commitment and attitude today, hopefully we'll get a positive result on Wednesday.
And hopefully patch up a few injuries and get the squad fully fit again for Wednesday.
Yeah, you don't want injuries at any stage, especially you know, when you've got a lot of games in the month. But you know, that's why we've got hopefully a good enough squad here that if people are away on international duty or get a couple of injuries, hopefully the standard of player coming in to replace them is hopefully the same quality.
Supporters have enjoyed the trip, they've enjoyed the effort and the heart and the courage shown by our players today, so heads high, and let's go again on Wednesday night.
Yeah, cheers, Andy.